craft beer frenzy has officially hit Lakeland. While Tampa may have Tampa Bay Beer Week, actually 9 days, downtown Lakeland is now the home of the Brews Cruise Craft Beer Festival. There's a Lakeland Craft Beer Facebook page and a Twitter feed with tweets announcing craft beer venues springing up all over town. I visited the restaurant Patio 850 to do some research, where my friends and I can sit outside on a warm evening under the shady oak trees. One of the servers is pointed out to me as a particularly good guide to the craft beer selection here.
Hi, I'm Greg Heatwell here at Patio 850.
So, Greg, I am looking for something that's maybe a little fruity. I'm a little bit on the tired side. I don't really want real high alcohol content.
Okay. For a nice, balmy, semi-summer day like this, I would go with the Sea Dog Blueberry Wheat. It is a Weiss beer, which is nice and light, a little crisp, with a blueberry infusion, not too fruity. Because I don't lean towards the sweets too much, but this is very refreshing, very crisp.
That sounds good. I do like a little fruitiness, so I'm wondering about this Orange Blossom Pilsner.
Orange Blossom Pilsner, you're also supporting a local business. They're made here in Orlando using actual honey from orange blossoms. It's very light, very crisp. It's an actual Pilsner. So it's going to be light, crisp, with a nice sweet tinge to it.
So what about the Cigar City Maduro Brown Ale?
The Maduro Brown Ale is going to be nice, and it's very rich. It's going to have a lot of malty, vanilla taste to it. It is an ale, so it'll have some hops to it as well. But if that's a little too sweet for some people's liking, I would recommend the Monk in the Trunk Amber Ale.
What's that like?
It's going to be a little less sweet, a little less vanilla, a little less honey. The Maduro is a little sweet. I love it. It's a sipper.
So who's local on here?
Local on here is going to be the Monk in the Trunk, and then the Cigar City, of course, and then the Orange Blossom.
I'm going to go with the Cigar City.
The Cigar City Maduro? All right. It'll be filling. It's a nice sipper.
What's the light one? The Pilsner?
The Orange Blossom Pilsner, yes.
Okay, I'm going to switch it to the Orange Blossom Pilsner.
You'll be happy. I'd be glad to bring you that. All right.
Now, are my friends going to have any beer?
Is anyone having beer?
Yes.
Beer?
Okay.
I was listening.
I passed on the Cigar City Brew this time, but much of the growth in the industry locally can be traced to the popularity of Tampa's Cigar City Brewing. It's grown from 2 employees to more than 60 and has gotten several national awards using local ingredients like Cuban espresso coffee and guava. And in Lakeland, Brew Hub, a company led by former Anheuser-Busch executives, is building a facility and an office park just off Interstate 4. Through the Brew Hub, craft brewers should be able to package and distribute to drinkers that live far away. But back at Patio 850, we already have enough of a selection to keep us happy.
My new friend here is trying our Orange Blossom Pilsner. Very nice and light and crisp and refreshing. Perfect for a balmy evening like this. And made right here in Florida off of Orange Blossom Trail. Hence the name Orange Blossom Pilsner.
It's really good.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Tasty. You want to taste it?
Oh,
can I get your own?
I will get my own.
One of those two?
Robin Sessingham, WUSF 89.7 News.